I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Summer camp looks a little different for most kids this year, but according to Tom Adama of Heart for Lebanon, it's still important to give kids hope.
We know that if you can work on a child's mind, you change their attitude. And when you change their attitude, you change their behavior. And when you change their behavior, you change how they act towards one another.
During most summers, Heart for Lebanon shares Christ's message in refugee camps through their Hope on Wheels truck.
It's a little bit like Vacation Bible School on wheels. It goes from tent settlement to tent settlement, just sharing the love of Christ through games, fun activities. We do a little health hygiene, education, awareness type program.
This year, however, they're producing virtual programming based on the same concepts. Would you ask God to move kids in Lebanon and around the world to His hope? And the coronavirus pandemic has forced many people to learn over video calls and group chats rather than in classrooms and face-to-face conversations. The same was true for Program for Theological Education by Extension, or PTEE, says Rick Wymuth.
This pandemic has forced us to do a lot more of what we would call emergency remote learning in terms of substituting online video conferencing instead of face-to-face classes, because simply in many countries, our students were not able to meet and talk face-to-face as they often did.
Group discussion is still a crucial part of their unique brand of education, even when everyone's at home. Because of their experience with online learning, PTEE is attracting a lot of new students. So pray for resilience and wisdom for the teams as they create new programming for students. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Your continued support of ministries like ours is critical at a time like this. So would you consider giving today? Look for the Support M&N tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.